Hello.
Oh yeah. And I'm going to start the broadcast now. Was that Brita joining us?
No. I thought you were trying to say that was Brita Burbank. It is. I was going to say, wow, right under the bus.
It is Brita joining us, sort of, kind of, sort of, kind of. There she is.
Hello.
Hi.
Honestly, Skype is just ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's
I had to try to sign in like 4 times before it would let me do it.
All right. I'm going to start the broadcast.
Okay.
Yay.
And we're live.
Hello, Internet. Do you remember when Skype was awesome?
Who? Ooh, man, we got some echo.
Who's listening over their computer, dumbass?
What?
Not I.
No.
I there's like wicked feedback.
Yeah, it's what? Like it's Skype.
I think it's the PBS, TXB, XPFB, EPLB, BBW.
Silence!
Thanks, Foxtrot.
Weird.
Yeah? I was trying to talk Alan. Did it work?
No.
It was kind of like back when I used to go to torrent sites, and there was some torrent sites that were like tied off of IRC chat rooms, and it just happened to be like I found a whole bunch that were like in like, I don't know, somewhere in Scandinavia, so they were either speaking like Danish or Swedish or something, and after a few drinks, I thought I might know how to speak Swedish.
It sounds remarkably like English, but with extra vowels.
It's like Hawaiian. If you put Swedes and Hawaiians in the same room, you'll just be flooded with vowels.
But quick, if you throw the
Germans
Welsh in,
before we drown.
No, if you throw the Welsh in, you're good. It kind of balances everything out.
And the Polish.
Yeah.
The Poles and the Czechs. They hate vowels.
You want to speak German, you just have to clear your throat a lot.
Ooh, the Germans and the Arabs.
Ooh.
I don't know.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Echo edition of the Score Report.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
I'm not hearing
it. It seems to have cleared up.
It kind of comes and goes.
Okay. But at least people can hear us. We're not eep, oop, orp, gribniff.
Wow, that was pretty good, Jim.
That was good.
Pretty good. I was afraid there for a second.
I was thinking, man, that was a hell of a coincidence. Oh, God. Well, I got my squirrel report lowers from Wally.
Nice. Those are sweet.
They are awesome.
You're such a dork.
Yeah. Surely you know this by now.
This comes as a surprise. Why?
Are they all registered for SBR?
No. Actually, neither one of them are yet.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I got to move.
Start the...
If I'd have done my Form 1 back when Wally told me to, then that I'd probably have it back by now, and it wouldn't be a big deal. But
always listen to Wally.
I procrastinated, and... And I realized that I would be moving before I got the form back.
Didn't you just move into this new place?
Yeah, like a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Alan is like a nomad.
It doesn't have a nomad.
You move have that more than any person smell. I know.
Oh, it's got a smell, all right.
That seems to be the problem.
You seriously move more than any person I know.
Oh.
Well, why are you moving, Alan?
Because the lease is up and they want to charge me an extra $100 a month and I can get a house for like several hundred dollars less that has more space and I can't hear the people around me.
You're going to buy several pounds of fish to leave, right?
Before you
No. $100 a month, you can get rid of the fish smell. What fish smell? You'll find out.
Yeah. So anyway.
But by the way, Alan, the magic trick is open up one of the heating or heating or air conditioning ducts, and place a peanut butter jar half filled with whole milk with a raw chicken leg in it.
Damn, that turns it into a Superfund site. They gotta put on the suits and stuff.
What's nice is you'll be long gone, and the new people will be moved well in before anything ever happens.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, anyway, this is the
This is the call in, you lazy bastard.
That's right.
Episode.
This is.
We have 20 people online.
Yeah.
I thought you people. I thought my co-hosts had friends.
Let your fingers do the walking, motherfuckers.
Did you Facebook it, Rita?
I did just now. Like,
that brings all the
boys to the yard.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about.
I was going to say that if Rita didn't jump all over that. you just can't leave that untouched.
I know.
All righty then. Well, hey, let's get this out of the way.
My lady lumps. Go ahead. Sorry.
Please tell me everyone else can hear Alan breaking up.
Hey, it's Thursday, May 30th, 2013. Time for the squirrel report. And we've already got three callers.
Oh, gosh.
Awesome.
They want to talk about my lady lumps.
I'm sure. Yeah. Don't we all?
Or hump, okay. Or hump.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Not as lumpy as you might think. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Take the call.
Okay. Hey, this one's Corpus Christi, Texas.
Nice.
Hello, Corpus Christi. You're going to turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry.
It's a girl.
Is that better? Not as lumpy as you might
think. Nope.
Nope. Turn it off.
Turn it off. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear ourselves in your background.
There, is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Much better.
Who is this?
It's Tamara.
Oh.
It's Tamara.
Hello.
Hello.
She's calling in, yay.
I know.
Someone listened to me. I'm a dad. I'm not used to this.
I saw your call-in topic, and I'm going to have to say the long kiss goodnight.
Oh.
I have never seen that.
That was at the top of my list.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've never seen that.
Put it on your list,
Rita. That she's carrying around.
Yep.
Now, who is in that?
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis, or Samuel Jackson, and Gina Davis.
Oh.
And Craig Bierko. I love Craig Bierko. He's not been in enough shit.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Like, I love the rifle that she was carrying around in the suitcase.
I'm going to have to watch this movie.
Yes, you definitely need to watch this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for me it's not the guns. It's just the severe level of snark that she has.
Well, that just
right it's nice as a gun.
Yeah, that's that's one of those movies that you know if you weren't paying attention, you didn't see it, and it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, this was Gina Davis before she became Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes.
Because she did that whole president show.
Yeah, no, this was like mid-90s, early 90s, something like
96.
That. Oh, okay.
Mid-90s. She was still actually a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
after Thelma, somewhere shortly after Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Thelma and Louise had guns, too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Sure did.
Again, another movie I haven't seen. Maybe I missed the whole Gina Davis thing. That could be.
Well, it's okay, because you also missed Cutthroat Island, so.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I did.
But did that mean you also missed Beetlejuice?
No, I watched that one. That was, yes, I watched that one.
I love me some Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is good. All right, nope. So Long Kiss Goodnight. That's a great choice.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye.
All right, Long Kiss Goodnight. Woot.
You know what? You should keep a list of this for the website.
You know what? That's a good idea. I will do that.
I'm putting it in chat.
Oh no! I'm gonna put it
on
the
blog.
Post.
We have a blog.
Yeah,
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Derp.
Don't either.
We do so. Jay's typing.
I am.
I'm typing too. let's take another call.
All right. I love that part.
This is area code 661. Hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
Doing all right.
Awesome. Who's, I would have to say.
Wait.
Oh, I'm
first,
John.
Who are you?
I'm John. John Austin in the chat room.
Oh, cool. Ah,
John. Hey, John. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from
you. Yeah, it's good to be here. I would have to say the low-hanging fruit would be Zoe from Firefly.
Oh,
and that's
definitely.
Obviously my favorite, too. Most definitely. That mare's leg, it's probably one of the guns I want the most, but need the least. So, but, you know, she has it, so it makes it even cooler. And, you know,
also, if I am correct, that is actually Steve McQueen's mare's leg from the what was it, the Rifleman? Or which? Ooh. No.
It wouldn't be the Rifleman.
Yeah, but that's you know, just a lot of guns are as big a movie stars as actual movie stars. Kind of like the Beretta 92 used in Die Hard is also the Beretta 92 used in Lethal Weapon.
Hmm.
I did not know that.
Yep, and same thing goes.
Alan,
with, like,
you held that Beretta.
I know, but I didn't know it was the same one.
You weren't paying attention.
No, I never pay attention.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
that was a
John.
Great pick.
Take it easy.
All right.
But which movie am I talking about? People in chat.
You're thinking it's similar to Steve McQueen's. However, the one Zoe used was used in the series The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Ooh, I love that show. That was awesome.
For those who are following at home, starred none other than Bruce Campbell.
That's right.
Bruce Campbell.
So we've got 6 degrees of separation from Bruce Campbell.
So Bruce Campbell and Zoe held the same.
There you go. I just.
Oh, that's crazy.
Pasted the link in chat.
That's awesome.
I've actually never seen Briscoe County Jr. I actually was just was on Amazon looking for a movie to watch, and that series popped up.
That's a good series. Definitely.
Give me a quick
Bruce Campbell. How could it not be?
It's like a steampunk western.
Ooh, sold.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'll be
on Fox.
It's a really good show. Didn't they make a movie like with Salma Hayek, kind of along the same lines? Wild Wild West kind of has the same feel.
Yeah, but Wild Wild West sucked. And
it did.
Even I kind of like Wild Wild West.
The movie.
I kind of like the movie. Definitely required a couple of adult beverages to be on board.
The Wild Wild West, the show, was awesome.
Yes.
I didn't see that because I was born in the century.
James Garner.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been in a... He's like Val Kilmer. I don't think he's been in a bad movie.
And the Doctor Strangelove... Or Doctor Strange... No, not Doctor... Doctor... Oh, Loveless. Doctor Loveless from the series was way better than...
Yeah. Oh,
Kenneth
God.
Branagh?
Yeah. The little midget. He was awesome. Oh, somebody's shorter than Brita.
What?
What?
Our waitress at the Flying Saucer
was shorter than Brita.
Wow.
I felt bad. You guys were making me take pictures with her.
Hey, she liked it. She got a big tip.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And they were adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I was thinking about packing one in his suitcase.
Hey, we got more callers. This is like the caller show. This is awesome.
You're welcome for the call-in topic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great topic.
Actually, before we take another caller, Weird.
Yes.
What's your pick?
My first pick was definitely Gina Davis in Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh wow, okay.
But I had my fallback, which isn't quite as strong because she doesn't do quite as much handling, a little bit of guns, a little bit more in the director's cut, but it would be Matilda from Leon the Professional.
Oh.
Damn it, that was my pick.
Natalie Portman's first theatrical role. And they keep talking about there are Hollywood execs that keep pushing it around that, you know, oh, they definitely need to do a sequel to Leon called Matilda with Natalie Portman as an all grown up assassin. And that would be goddamn good. And they better hurry up because Danny Aiello's not getting any fucking younger.
Well, they could get some. Could get some other Italian guy as Danny Aiello's son,
yeah,
or nephew,
never
or
fucking.
I'll
work.
Do it.
No.
What the hell?
Jay will do it.
Jay will do it. All right, okay, let's take another call. This is area code 713. Hello.
Hi, this is Zach. How you doing?
Hey Zach. Zach. Awesome. Yeah.
He stole mine. I'm sad.
Take another.
Weird got mine. It was Matilda.
Well, you surely have
Leon,
more.
Well, you have to be specific. Do you like The Professional or do you like Leon?
Are they the same movie?
Leon has extra scenes that, you know, was not.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I first saw The Professional, but I own Leon.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So. Leon is superior.
Superior.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know there were two cuts of based on the title.
Yeah, Leon, the movie Leon that was cut to make The Professional was deemed too...
racy?
Yeah, too
perverted?
Racy. Yeah.
I don't
know. Too Lolita-ish? Okay, well, my backup is probably Ripley from Aliens.
Say that again?
Ripley from Aliens.
Ooh, that was another one of my backups.
Hands off her, you bitch!
And that's the only one I really like her in. But Ripley's good in that one.
Yep, that's a good one. Cool.
Okay, just wanted to say hi. Y'all have fun.
Thanks for calling, Zach.
Awesome, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye. Zach.
Yeah. Sci-fi was up in my movie room one afternoon, and he's looking up and down, and he goes, "Weird, where are your Star Trek movies?"
that's a killing offense in his world, man.
Oh, and I said to him, "I'm sorry, sci-fi, but my science fiction series is Aliens." The Nostromo is my Enterprise. Actually, the Sulaco is my Enterprise, but I also have a soft spot for the Nostromo.
Which android do you like best?
Oh, definitely Bishop.
Okay.
Ah, good man.
No doubt, but Bilbo Baggins does have a certain charm.
I didn't know Leonard Nimoy was in that.
Oh, God. And we've descended into complete dorkiness.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, let's take more callers. Oh,
more
wait.
Callers.
Before we do that, Jay?
Me?
Yes.
All right, I got a good one. I liked mine. It's not really a gun movie.
Okay.
But The Jagged Edge, Glenn Close.
I've never heard of this.
I love the scene at the end. She's a prosecutor or something, and there's like the big intense scene at the end where the guy that she's been trying to put away, he allegedly killed somebody with a hunting knife with a jagged edge, you know, with the saw back.
Yep.
And he's, you know, this guy with a mask, and he's breaking into her house, and she calls her friend the cop. And there's a big, you know, there's the climactic scene where the cop friend is racing to the house, and the guy with the big long knife is just walking through real slow, opening doors. And it's this, you know, they're just playing scenes against each other until finally he opens the door to the bedroom, and the cop friend pulls up outside. Oh, no, he's not going to make it. And he opens the door to the bedroom, and there's Glenn Close's character. And she just pulls out a big old Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum and drills him. Bang, 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 boom. Just a great
686,
scene.
If I'm correct.
It's just it's totally not what you expected, especially given the time period. It was,
cool.
You know, it was the time where, you know, the you know, big hero comes in and saves the day type movies. And it was like, no, I'll just shoot him myself. Thank you.
That's pretty good. Very effective.
So exactly.
Oh, no, Jay. According to IMFDB, it's a Smith & Wesson Model 38.
Wow.
Nickel-plated.
Oh, all right. It was a 38 special, not a 357.
Oh, well, phooey.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it was.
Let's take another caller. Area code 352. Hello.
Oh, that should be me. It's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis. I know that dude. Radis. He's famous on the internet.
Yeah, he is.
I am. Well, okay, that's news to me, but
for certain definitions of fame.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. But hey, you
can't say infamous without famous.
That's right. So what's your pick?
My backup one would be which one? Well, she's got three names, but Saffron from Firefly. Because the answer, you said the answer for all the questions is boobs, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to answer boobs.
You were supposed to come up with a reason besides boobs.
Oh, okay. But
in this case, I will make an exception because Christina Hendricks has a fantastic rack.
I'm rolling my eyes. I know you can't see it. It's not a webcam show, but I'm rolling my eyes.
Thank God it's not a webcam.
Yes, I can feel the desk chair moving.
That was your backup, you said?
Yes, that was the backup.
What was your first pick?
Oh, it was Matilda from Leon.
Oh, see, if we were keeping rankings, that would be number one.
I am charmed. So that is the number one movie so far.
Yeah, it is.
That is actually my favorite movie of all time.
Wow.
You know what? Yeah. It is in my list of favorite movies of all time as well.
It is mine also.
And I want to know why. I want to know the why. Radis, why do you like that movie so much?
Well, it's just... Oh, I don't really know how to put it into words, but it's just the guy going around and killing people. but he has, you know, the ethics. You know,
right.
No women, no kids, but it's just so iconic with some of the things like, you know, get everyone.
Right.
What do you want? Everyone.
Everyone. That, you know, it's, yeah. I want to see that movie again.
If I may chime in, because I am a hardcore film nerd, and again, this is my all-time favorite movie, is, number one, I like the fact that, you know, it's a goddamn nice action movie. And I'm not one of those film nerds that, you know, is willing to watch just some sloggy, boring, super artfully shot movie, you know, and go, oh, it's so highbrow. No. I need to be entertained. And so it is deeply entertaining. But I like all the mismatches of roles is what really gets beyond that, is that Leon is, of course, is an older man, but yet emotionally he's a child. Matilda is a young girl, but emotionally she's been forced to be much older than she can be. You've got Norman Stansfield, who's the police officer, but no, he's a corrupt cop. He is not officer friendly. It's pretty much they just take everything that there's a cliche for and just went the exact opposite way.
Yeah, the
turned on its head.
Yeah, the assassin is the ethical, moral, you know, guy, and the cop is the
to kill everyone in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I did have one more.
Okay.
I did have one more. La Femme Nikita, the original movie, you know, Nikita from that was
also Luc Besson.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So.
Yep. And allegedly, according to Besson, which I refused to listen to, but Vincent, who was Jean Reno's character in that, was allegedly, you know, Leon 1.0.
Well, but he seems
the
like
characters were not at all similar.
Right.
It was just Jean Reno, and he was a cleaner, and that's where the similarities end.
All right. Well, those are good ones. Thank you.
Okay.
And we still have more callers. I'm going to get MDev because he's been sitting here for a while. And I never know with MDiv because, you know, he's on his commute home probably. MDiv?
Yes. Hello.
Are you on your way home?
No, I actually already got home, and that's why I didn't pick up right away. Is I'm plugging in the motorhome right now.
Well, whoa, right, trying to bullhorn.
So it's been a rough week.
Squirrel Report's my therapy, but my pick is Jules Callahan from Flashpoint. And yes, I know that's a TV pick, but you said I could pick TV in that.
No,
yes.
TV's okay. I just have never seen that.
The Canadian
You've never seen the tiny sniper chick in Flashpoint?
Oh, yes, I have. No. Flashpoint is a sniper show, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it is. I saw like two episodes of that, and the very first episode, she was awesome in the first episode. I love that show. Yes, I was so excited by the first episode, and then she never got to shoot anybody, and then everybody needed therapy, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is Canadian. And so I stopped watching.
So you know my favorite thing about that show?
What?
So it's Canadian, right? And it takes place in Canada, and in at least four or five episodes, they use the word Second Amendment.
Oh, wow.
Really?
In Canada.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Terrible continuity.
They have like four seasons on Netflix.
How weird.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And the fifth season's airing now on whatever, regular TV or whatever you want to call it.
Well, all right. I will watch that one. I haven't seen it yet.
Watch the first two episodes and then...
It's the only show where a sniper runs up like seven flights of stairs, sets up and nails a 500-yard shot.
Yeah.
Oh, so completely unrealistic.
I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. One of those. All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, that's my input.
Great. Thank you.
I agree, though. It was cool to see a female sniper. I was thrilled by that in the first couple episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your pick, Rita?
Oh, my pick? Mm-hmm. You know what? I have a bunch of picks for all different reasons.
Just
the number one out.
The number one besides Leon.
Besides Leon.
Because everybody's picking Leon.
Right. I was going to say the Resident Evil movies.
Ah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just because, just constant badassery on the part of Mila Jovovich. Like, she just constant. She had her guns, and she was awesome. Like, every movie, she was cool with her guns. Another movie, which was really good, and it was just fantasy, but I loved it anyway, was Sucker Punch.
Oh, right.
The whole Nazi zombie robot scene was great.
That was Baby Doll, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Sucker Punch.
Yeah, movie. but the character was.
Yeah, it was. Doll. Yeah, and.
And it was Alice in Resident Evil.
And it was Alice in Resident Evil. Yeah. And of course, I have to mention that Angelina Jolie. In Tomb Raider. She is verifiably one of the only actresses in any of these movies who is pro Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Despite all of her other politics and Brad Pitt and, you know, United Nations and whatever
Brad Pitt's doing.
It's
also part of that as well, though.
But she is very pro Second Amendment. So I just want to put that out there that, you know, we look at these women in movies and we're like, yeah, you know, go, go, go. But then at the same time, they're talking against guns, you know, when they're not on film. A good example of that is Helen Mirren, who, what was the most recent movie where she played this kind of assassin spy?
Red.
Yeah.
And everybody was going gaga over this movie and Helen Mirren with guns and, oh my God, she's so awesome. And then, you know, out of the other side of her face. She's making money on being this gun chick in the movies, but then, you know, at the same time, she's very anti-gun. So, thank you, Angelina Jolie, for at least, you know, standing up for our Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
No, Michael Douglas is what you're saying.
Who?
Michael Douglas.
What about him?
Just one of the biggest two-faced pieces of shit when it comes to guns. You fucking bastard. You made your fucking millions making all these action movies, Streets of San Francisco, and to just be this pansy-ass, lily-livered motherfucker, I want to have my armed bodyguards and nobody else can. Eat shit and die. Thank you.
Jay, I'll raise you Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, there's another good one.
Fair, but, you know, if you took as many steroids as he had and had that kind of brain rot, you'd probably say whatever your handlers wanted you to do, too.
And we have more calls.
Hey, I'll shut up now.
Yeah, I'm going to check. Area code 713, hello. Hello.
Hi, I'm back. This is Zach, Tom Kettigan.
Oh, Zach, hey.
I forgot to say, you said TV shows. Fiona from Burn Notice.
Oh, totally.
I mean, yes. That's, I watch her and I can giggle about just the whole attitude, all of it. I like it. It makes me happy.
And if you've never heard Zach giggle.
I gotta go.
It's a thing.
Yes, he does. That's true.
Thanks, Zach.
Later.
Oh, all right. Here we go again. Area code 360. Hello.
I believe that's me.
It is you.
Okay. I had to call in on my other phone because apparently my cell phone hates you guys tonight.
Okay.
This is Everybody Bradley, obviously. Something.
Yes, it is Bradley, but you sound completely different.
Because I'm on a landline, and it's a crappy landline late in, like, the 60s.
Oh.
Is it coming through on
AT&T phone from the 60s?
Oh, is it copper tone or avocado?
It's avocado, of course. You know,
is it one of those Is it one of those princess phones with the touch buttons in the handle? You know,
no, the touch buttons where the circle dial used to be in the circle dial.
Oh, okay.
Setup.
Ooh, that's even older.
So old people like my dad won't get confused.
Dang. The dial's gone.
How do I make it turn around?
All right, what's your pick?
I was listening in, and somebody had to take my Tomb Raider from me.
That's all right. Somebody's taken the first, ten I could think of. So.
So I had to go with another one that I absolutely love, and that's Gracie Park. And it can be in anything she's in.
Who?
You know, that's the girl from Battlestar Galactica?
Right. She was in Battlestar Galactica, pairing the messed up Derringers and the 686s and the Bread of Storms.
We'll just call that Battlestar Galactica.
And she's in Hawaii 5-0, carrying pretty much everything they give anyone in that show.
Yeah, I've never seen her in anything but Battlestar Galactica. But she is kind of like
you have to watch Hawaii 5-0.
Okay.
Well, all right, then. If we have to.
Yes, you have to. If I have to watch those Murdoch mysteries or whatever it is.
You have to watch the Murdoch mysteries.
You do have to watch those Murdoch mysteries.
And if you haven't seen it, Briscoe County Jr.
I've seen Briscoe County Jr., so.
Well, we'll let you keep calling in, then.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bradley.
Oh, man. Man, we got callers tonight. We've got, we have plenty of time for all you people that are throwing shows out in the chat instead of calling in.
Yeah,
it doesn't count if it's in the chat. It does not count. You must call in.
You do not get points.
That's right.
If it's in the chat.
We will shun you.
I'm not even reading the chat because I'm too busy looking at IMFDB.
And we have Dennis on the line. Hello, Dennis.
Dennis.
Hey, hello, folks. Hello, folks. Now, my wife and I just got home and I ran downstairs to my computer, turned on the squirrel report. I don't know who's answered the question with what. So going into this cold, I'm going to say Zoe from Firefly.
Already done.
Thanks, already Zoe. Done?
I hope you got a backup.
Gotta pick another one.
I have a backup. Either Cagney or Lacey from the old TV show, Cagney and Lacey.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Ah.
I kind of figured some. Or even, and probably somebody did this, you have Fiona from Burn Notice.
Yeah, that one's taken too. Cagney and Lacey's a good one.
Cagney and Lacey. And did you know that the lady that plays the mother of the character on Burn Notice played Cagney in Cagney and Lacey? And there was actually two episodes where the actress that played Lacey appeared as a guest for two or three episodes.
That's
well,
true.
There you go.
Yep.
Lacey
they
was also
acted
one
together
of...
again. So anyway, how are you guys tonight?
We're waiting for our score report holsters.
Alan was kind enough to send me the images. I'm sending them out tomorrow morning to the tool and die maker to have them done. I'm working on another super secret project that I can't really say that I'm getting some done for. But when this comes out, if we get lucky enough to get the job, this is going to be nice. I'm going to do the score report one. And I got a cold call, met a really nice lady from the Shooting for Women Alliance. She runs a nonprofit down here. She's very big in the female shooting world. Her name's Susan Rexroad. I'm doing some work for her also.
She wants a stamp made up. She wants a vicious circle holster, right?
No, she wants one for her nonprofit, which is Shooting for Women Alliance, FWA.org, I think. So, yes, I wanted those images, and so I'm going to make a Squirrel Report holster to match the Squirrel Report lower for Alan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
So he's going to go ahead and stick a big old revolver in a Squirrel Report holster.
A revolver? I don't own a revolver. Actually, I do. I have one. I have a Ruger Blackhawk with like an 8.5-inch barrel.
Oh, you see, that would be perfect. A Squirrel Report holster with the Squirrel Report emblem on it, okay, with squirrel fur down the front.
Oh, God.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Totally.
With, you know how I do the snakeskin inlays?
I'm going to
get a squirrel pelt.
Oh, no.
And listen, Al, a squirrel pelt with the tail still attached.
The tail will hang off the muzzle end. I will cry every time I see it.
Why?
Because it's a dead squirrel.
Little furry squirrel. That's funny.
What? They're already dead. They're selling the pelts.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You know, but I think that, and we'll take pictures of it. We'll post it up. And the Squirrel Report holster with squirrel fur and a squirrel tail hanging off the end.
Oh, my God.
But you're going to have to take a picture of it with the complete 300 Whisper when you get it done.
Oh, God, it's great. You know, considering that people actually ordered the Vicious Circle holsters, right?
Oh, yeah, I still get calls because I took it off the site after like a year. I still get people calling saying, you don't offer that anymore? It's like, nah, I don't, sorry. And then I tell them to listen to the Squirrel Report.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
so, yes, great. you still get people asking for it. And one of them went actually to Australia, I think.
Wow.
I did for
Tarb?
Talbot.
Oh, wow.
I think I did one for him, was with the Squirrel Report stamp on it.
The Vicious Circle.
I wouldn't the VC broadcast that, Dennis, because I think that's an ITAR violation.
You never know. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Nice talking to everybody, and I'll let you know when the Squirrel Report with the tail holster gets finished.
Oh, my God. My. wait, because...
Alan can't wait to get some tail.
Does it have to be for a revolver?
Oh, Jay.
I'll tell you what. You drop me an email with whatever gun you want it for.
Oh, good
Just
Lord.
Know that you're getting it with squirrel fur with a tail off the muzzle.
Maybe removable tail?
Oh, no.
Detachable tail.
It'll be attached, and it'll just come straight down and hang off the muzzle end.
Yeah, just do it for a 1911.
Or
not a problem.
Alan, let me just make a quick suggestion for you.
What?
I don't know how your finances are, but let me just note that Smith & Wesson does produce a Performance Center 629 that is pretty much goddamn identical to the gun Gary Oldman carried in Leon.
I don't do revolvers.
I know I want one.
Alan, that's because there's something fundamentally wrong with you. That. But that's okay.
Take another caller. You have a great night, folks.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome.
Hi. And
you need a matching hat,
we
Alan.
You know, I used to have one of those Daniel Boone hats when I was a kid.
Of course.
With the squirrel tail. They were very popular in the 50s when I wasn't alive.
Davy Crockett hat. Right,
Dave, whatever.
Yeah, except those didn't have squirrel tails. That was a raccoon or a raycorn, as they say in Texas. Raycorn.
Big too. I bet Alan had a foxtail hanging from his rearview mirror.
No,
at one point.
Never.
And a car with no fenders on the back wheels.
The only actually, I would there is one revolver that I would gladly own if I ever ran across one that
a judge you
know, that I could like afford. No. And that would be a Colt Python.
Yes. Okay. You redeemed yourself, Alan.
But it needs to be only blue, too. Whoever
you know,
the fuck decided to nickel plate those
Yeah,
things.
I never really cared for Smith & Wesson revolvers. I'm sorry, Jay. I'm sorry, Weird. I just never...
but that's Smith & Wesson Performance Center 69.
I don't see how you can insult us.
Well, I just never cared for their revolvers. Sorry. And by the way, we don't have anybody waiting to talk on the call-in line. So.
That means it's Alan's turn to tell
you,
us.
All mine are gone. I got no more. They've all been taken. Everything I had a list of like five or six, and somebody.
What were your top three?
Well, Leon, Tomb Raider, Firefly, Resident Evil, I got to go back and think. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm all clamped.
Y'all call in. I see lots of people throwing stuff out in the chat instead of calling in with it. So, you know.
Quit being a wimp.
Man up and call in. Ah, here we go. Here's Ohio. Represent.
What?
Area code 513, Cincinnati. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. My name's Hayden. I'm on the chat.
Oh, you, yes.
Good evening, squirrels.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nothing classifies the place up like an English accent.
I know.
It's wonderful to, I was listening to your back episode number 30 today at work and chuckling out loud about shooting the prairie dogs.
Awesome. So,
talking about the entrails going down the hole.
Yep, that was
pulling back out by its entrails. That was wonderful.
I grabbed a hold of him and tried to retrieve him. It didn't work out so well.
So my contribution is a British-German movie called Hannah.
Hannah was great.
Yeah,
that was
saw
a
that
wonderful
one.
Movie. Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I wish I had thought about that, but that because I haven't seen that. I've only seen that one once.
Yep.
But that was spectacular.
Yeah, that was good. And it was Hannah in Hannah.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I have one other backup, which was actually a British comic, which got made into a movie, so it just about fits the criteria, and that's Tank Girl.
Say that again?
Tank Girl.
Oh, Tank Girl.
Tank Girl, of course.
How does it feel to know your heart's not?
Also, yes. Movie. I love that Girls one. Also a movie. One of my favorite movies, actually.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. The comic that got made into a...
The comic is actually very good. It was made by Deadline, and you can get it on Amazon. It's well worth a read.
Cool. Yeah, I've never read the comic, but the movie is one of my favorites. And I think, who played Tank Girl in the movie?
It was Lori Petty.
Petty.
Yeah, Lori Petty. Yeah.
She was, like, born for that role. She should just quit after Tank Girl and just not try to do anything else, because she was Tank Girl, I think.
Wasn't Cyndi Lauper as well?
Pardon me?
I think Lori Petty also did Point Break, the surfing movie.
Oh, yeah, Point Break, she did. Yep. This is way back, like when I was a...
Way back.
When I was very young.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tank Girl is very cool. Not, she didn't have a whole lot of gun action in the movie that I can remember, but maybe it's different in the comic. I don't know.
Yes, it's... if you start Googling Tank Girl and go to the images, you'll see plenty of... Yes, pictures of holding guns and yes, very good.
Awesome.
Cool. Guns and cigarettes.
Yeah. Winning combination.
And boobs.
That's right.
Well, I didn't
awesome. Like that. Well, it's always the boobs, right?
I'll put it out there.
Always the boobs, yes.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in, Hayden.
You're most welcome. Thank you for a wonderful show.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Cool.
Iggy Pop.
I feel very fancy now. Like, we have international callers.
Yeah, from Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati. Hey, hey, we'll take what we can get.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Hey, we got more callers. This is area code 540. Hello.
Hey, this is Geode Kid out in Virginia.
Hey, I know that
hey,
guy.
Hey.
Quoting Jay. I know that guy.
Kira Cameron, the character in the TV series Continuum.
Oh.
I mean, she's got not bad weapons handling techniques for a Canadian production, and, you know, it's kind of nice to watch her actually lay down some suppressive fire with a SIG.
They're starting the next season of that soon.
Yep. But, you know, it's cool the way she does that, and also when she's using the sci-fi gun that she brought back from the future, you know, pushes the button and the thing just starts sprouting bits all over the place.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Not as cool as Ripley, but, you know, somebody took Ripley already.
Yeah, well, that's a cool one and obscure, too. So you get the hipster, you know, nod.
Great. Now I need to get a black turtleneck and an apple.
No, think about it, because, you know, there's been some pretty damn good TV shows coming out of Canada lately. You know, Continuum, Murdoch, you know, that's, you know, Canada partnered with the BBC for part of Torchwood and part of Doctor Who, so,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And they've got better gun laws for their film production crews.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, their film production, in Canada, it's backwards. Here, you can only have guns that were registered before 86.
Right.
In Canada, only people who have had machine guns continuously since before they banned them, they can continue to get them, even new ones.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which is why you can get, you know, a Sten gun that'll go for $4,000 to $6,000 here.
Right.
It's barely worth scrap metal prices in Canada because there's very few gun owners for a whole lot of guns. Because if it ever drops off your license, you can't renew the machine gun license.
Right. Wow. That's
just
interesting.
One place. Yeah, and the film crews get sort of the film companies get basically a pass for entertainment purposes. So if you want to see cool films filmed in North America with new guns, they're almost always going to be shot in Canada.
Well, all right then. Cool. Thanks for calling.
Trivia. Cool. Thanks. Bye. Right,
bye. And...
Dead air. Drink.
Yep.
Okay.
Area code 520, hello.
Hi, this is Cowboy Blob.
Cowboy Blob.
Hey, he's famous on the internet, too.
He really is.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Well, anyway, my movie is kind of a disappointment. It's old school. Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Oh.
Ooh, good one.
The modified Luger.
She's competent with it and all that. And then 3 years later, she does Blues Brothers and wipes it all away.
Oh, yeah. The M16 in the under the bridge and yeah,
and getting owned by Jake.
Yep.
Does anyone know what that's
my fault?
That multi-tube rocket launcher is called.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. The Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
For myself. All womankind, I must kill you.
Sorry. All right. Well, that's a double there. Cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
You know what? I have a kind of an oldie but goodie. Is the Avengers?
Oh.
With
Emma Peel.
What's her face with the cat suits?
Emma Peel.
Yes. She always had a pistol.
Yes, she did.
She was awesome. And I just learned recently that she is currently in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised, too. But apparently...
Which character is she in Game of Thrones?
What is she? Oh, she's the...
Is she the old woman?
The grandmother.
Oh, the grandmother. Oh, I love the grandmother. She's awesome.
She is awesome. But apparently Mike's adolescence would have been a lot more boring without Emma Peel.
Yeah.
Diana Rigg,
yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cat suits.
Well, you know, you start talking about, you know, hot chicks in cat suits, and you immediately think of, you know, Batgirl and Catwoman. So.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, we got another caller. Area code 661. I think this is a repeat.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it's two more.
Oh.
I'm surprised you haven't been taking it.
Okay. You can always call back. That's fine.
That's right. We take repeats.
Awesome. Well, one of them is Kick-Ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an awesome movie. That was totally surprising me. And then Clarice Starling from Hannibal. Not to the Lamb, but Hannibal. She shoots that lady in the face in the very beginning of the movie with a, whatever. Great movie. She is awesome with her handgun.
All right. Those are two good ones.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
All right. Bye.
Jodie Foster did a movie, well, after Clarice. I think it was called...
Maverick.
No.
It was sure like was.
The Innocent or the Avenged or the something.
Oh, the Brave One.
The Brave One. Thank you. Totally.
Yeah.
But where she... I remember writing a blog post about this, but apparently in the movie, like, you know, she is totally new to guns, but all of a sudden she picks up a gun and she wants to avenge her lover that got murdered or something. And she picks up a gun and automatically she's like this pistolera, you know, she's shooting people in the eyeballs and making these crazy shots. And I'm thinking, and I remember when the movie came out, they were applauding this movie like, oh, yay, Jodie Foster, you know. And it was totally unrealistic, and I had issues with that.
Well, I was kind of excited about it because it looked like, yeah, enough is enough, self-defense sort of movie, but then it turned out, oh, no, she's just a criminal.
Just a crazy vigilante.
Yeah. If you've got a gun, you don't have a badge, you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
I have one, finally.
Okay. Oh,
I can't believe this wasn't near the top of my list. I completely spaced on it. Celine in Underworld.
Ooh.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, with the silver bullets and all, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, for those, I forgot actually who mentioned the La Femme Nikita, but there was also a halfway decent remake of La Femme Nikita with Bridget Fonda called Point of No Return, and
I remember that one.
That had some pretty interesting gun choices.
All right. Well, we're about out of time.
Specifically, this Hammarelli pistol, which of course was also taking the place of the even more ridiculous Desert Eagle in La Femme Nikita.
Yeah.
Especially since the Desert Eagle had to have weighed more than the French waif that they had playing Nikita.
Just
my shadow
did.
Weighs more than her.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's about 9 o'clock. We never even got to the
other... I know. I wanted to thank everybody for calling in so we wouldn't have to talk about our other topic.
Yeah, I know. That was... I did want to say the only thing I really wanted to talk about was Texas politics. We tried really hard. They got a couple of pro-gun bills through. Campus carry and open carry didn't make it because of Bob Strauss, son of a bitch. Anyway... They passed, the Senate passed and sent to the governor's desk to sign, unanimously passed a bill repealing the stupid switchblade ban in Texas. So as soon as the governor signs it, and I'm sure he will, you'll be able to have automatic knives and things like that in Texas. So woohoo.
Good for that.
Yeah.
So, of course, to be warned, I think New Hampshire's had switchblades be 100% illegal for like 5 or 6 years now, and the whole state's burned to the waterline.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just they're all dead, Dave.
Alan, you know what the big problem with legalizing switchblades is?
What?
They're fucking expensive. A good switchblade will set you back $3.
Well, you know, that's a lot of that is, just economics. But a good, any sort of knife will set you back that much. You know?
Yeah. Fair point.
So anyway, thanks for everybody that called in. Screw you to everybody that didn't call in. And you know who you are.
Sound weird to your house to poop on your front lawn.
That's right.
No, I'm personally coming over to screw you. I got some pent up juices for you.
The call's coming from inside your house. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for you, those of you that called in, and everyone that didn't call in tonight can call in tomorrow night because we have a homework assignment for
you. Not tomorrow night. Next week.
Well, yeah, next week.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow night.
Next Thursday, we have a homework assignment.
I got the bright idea.
Tell us, Brita.
Well, it kind of goes along with the movie thing. If you have not seen the movie Idiocracy, watch the movie Idiocracy before you listen to the show next week. We're going to update you with details on what the topic is to call in, but it has to do with movie Idiocracy. I know that it's available at my library, so if you haven't seen it and it's not available on Netflix, then check your library.
It is available on Netflix.
Is it? Awesome. Okay, yeah, everybody watch
just,
it.
Let's just face it. Go out to fucking Target and buy it.
Whatever. It's an awesome movie. It's really great.
It's one of the best comedies.
Yeah.
It's
So we're going to be talking about the state of the world in relation to that movie. I think that's a good enough explanation.
I may have to twist my wife's arm ever so slightly to get her to watch it because it's like her hands down her favorite comedy.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah, and I will point out that there is a Fuddruckers near our house, and under no circumstances can we call it that. We will sit there sometimes in mixed company and say, I'm hungry. Let's go to Buttfuckers.
You're not the only one that calls it that.
Yeah. So that's the basis for next week's show. Barring any sort of crazy world crisis, emergency, disaster.
Besides all the scandals.
You know what? The scandals are going nowhere. I think we've done three weeks now, where we're like, hey, scandals, and nothing's happening with the scandals.
Yep.
So, you know, if something happens, we'll update you, but I doubt it.
Yes, because you won't hear it anywhere else.
Only on the Squirrel Report.
That's well, right. I don't know. Judging by the news media now, maybe not.
Maybe we're the gunny version of the Daily Show. You know, where all the low information voters get their news. The gun nerds listen to Squirrel Report for their news and information.
I'm sorry.
And they eat their hamburgers at Buttbuckers.
And shop at Costco.
Yes. Costco.
All right. Oh, fuck.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back. Oh, you know what? Crap. Where's my
play
fade
the
out?
Music.
Where's my
Don't
fade
we have
out?
Music?
Yeah, I have fade out music.
Sort of. Up.
Yeah, where is that?
Where's
that?
Affleck.
Ack, we come in peace.
There we go.
No doves.
I don't believe it.
Wow, Alan, you come really prepared for the show.
There we go.
Stop the humanoids.
Yep.
Okay, good night, everybody. Have a good week.
Right. Yep. See y'all later.
Good night.
All right, hey, folks.